Welcome to the Waves Ministry Podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
And I am Michael Tomlin, and we are your hosts.
We encourage and equip girls, ministry leaders, and families in knowing their identity and calling while cheering them on to start making waves for Christ in their homes, communities, and world.
It's a joy to bring some encouraging and thought-provoking conversations that will help you navigate life and start making an impact everywhere you go, as well as walking out at home. We have some amazing guests that make an impact, all while walking out their faith in a practical way.
Before you hear today's conversation, I want to ask that you would leave a 5-star review and share this episode with at least one friend that you think might like this or need it.
We'd also like to connect with you on Instagram at Waves Ministry Inc. All right, let's get on with our conversation.
Hey guys, we are so excited to be with season 8 of the Waves Ministry Podcast, and we're excited to welcome our friend Allison Goolsbee. Hey Allison!
So excited to be here.
Thank you for being on our podcast again. Yeah. We are so appreciative for you taking time to chat with us.
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to this the most all day. Like, I was ready to just get done with work so I could come and talk to you guys. So I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, guys, we are continuing our conversation on Wings of Eagles, testimonies of rising above and soaring above storms. And so we have had a ton of different conversations. But before we dig into that, I want to tell you a little bit about Allison. First off, I got to tell you, this chick loves Jesus. Like, she loves Jesus. And I love that about her. I got to tell you, our baby is already, she's throwing a fit. Hang on.
Come on, bring her out.
We'll cut this part out.
Okay.
Just pick back up.
I love it. What are you going to do? How old is she now?
What?
How old is she now?
3.5 months now. So I know she's just now started to kind of like sleep through the night here and there, and like, and when she doesn't sleep through the night, she sleeps till like 4 a.m, which is like doable.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can get up at 4 and just stay awake and I'll be all right.
I feel like moms and parents in general are just the heroes of the world. Like, seriously, because I'm that's another joke.
It's another level. Like, I don't know that I was prepared. I don't know that she could be prepared for a newborn.
How much can you prepare for it?
No.
I think she just went passy.
Okay.
So she, okay. I put it in, she went.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, so, we'll just pick right back up. I'm going to start over with, let me introduce you to Allison.
She cries again, I'll actually bring her in this next.
Okay. Okay. So let me introduce you to Allison. Allison is a girl who loves Jesus. Like, I love that about Allison. I also have to say, she is the voice of an angel, a little angel. I have to tell you, Allison, I had never, and I don't know why I'd never heard the song Gold by Jesus Culture. I'm convinced that you sing it better than anyone in the whole planet.
That is so nice.
Like, no offense to the people in Jesus Culture, but you sing it great. Yeah. She not only loves Jesus, like, she is in the marketplace during the day, works a normal job like everybody else, but she's also in full-time ministry, because aren't we all, right?
Yes.
She has served at East Coast Christian Center for a long time. I was introduced to this church, amazing church, down in the Cocoa Beach, Merritt Island, Vieira area. Of Florida back a couple years ago when I was on staff at Shoreline Church. And it's just a well right there. It's a beautiful church, but she has served not only preaching, but leading worship. And she really developed a youth band and did that for many, many years, and now has recently transferred it over to one of her students that she helped raise up in it, which is just like such cool legacy building. I love that with the next generation. She has a podcast called Don't I Know It Podcast.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, it is a hoot and a half. Some of the things you do are hysterical.
It's crazy.
Also, if you have not checked out her TikTok, please don't hate me for this, but she has some amazing things on her TikTok. I might have shown my husband a few of your videos of you talking in your sleep. It's crazy. Downloaded the app and tried to see if I talk in my sleep. No,
good for you, honestly.
Yeah, but she does, and it's amazing.
It's a burden to bear. Let me tell you, it really is.
Bless you. She also has an Instagram account called Know and Become, and it's a little more, I would say, serious, but
yeah,
content on there. I love the thoughts that she shares. So you guys really should check it out. You do not want to miss it. I love Allison. We're excited to have her come share at Waves this coming summer. Yeah. I'll be honest, like, it's been something I've been praying about and thinking about for a couple years. And so I'm so excited
you're coming. It's going to be such a good time. And I so felt honored that you guys would even ask me. It's like such an honor. So I'm excited. I'm coming to Destin. We are going to have a good time.
Super, super stoked. And like Caroline said, we're talking about, you know, stories of overcoming, soaring above storms, and rising above. But we always start every episode with a fun little question. And so the question is, what is your favorite song to listen to that hypes you up?
Listen, I'm always trying to get hyped up. And there is one song. I live with the hype. Like,
she does live with the hype.
That's the vibe that I'm giving always. So I would say, hands down, and if you know me at all, you know that I love Whitney Houston. And the song that I'm going to turn.
I see why.
Yeah.
I thought the Jesus stuff.
Yeah, for sure. But it's going to be I Want to Dance with Somebody, hands down.
I love that song.
Every time. I actually recently, we were playing a game, and it was like a how well do you know somebody game with a friend. And they were like, if there's one song that will get Allison on the dance floor faster, it is I Want to Dance with Somebody. I know every word. If I karaoke, it's I Want to Dance with Somebody, which is not easy.
No, by the way, easy song, but I'm sure you can handle it.
I'm assuming you saw the movie.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely.
The movie theater, like, the heat shut down when we went to see it, and it was like in the dead winter, and we literally like got blankets, and we're like, we are not missing this movie. Anyway.
If you don't dance to I Want to Dance with Somebody, I don't know if you're a real human. Like, there's something not computing if that doesn't get you on the dance floor.
I love it.
I'm just saying.
That's a way to hype yourself up. So whenever we all go through storms, right? And we have to hype ourselves up in different ways as we head into those storms. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I can just kind of feel like a storm a-brewing. And Michael said this in a previous podcast, but it's so true. Like, sometimes you'll be driving and you can literally see the clouds. Yeah. You can see the rain starting to go down, and you're like, oh, I'm headed into that, you know, and you start to feel that, like, okay, better prepare. Sometimes storms are like that. And then other times storms just kind of pop up out of nowhere and they surprise you, and you're like, whoa, I was not prepared for that. So my question for you is, can you think or share of a time that you had a storm and it was one that you could feel it coming, and how did you prepare yourself for it?
Yeah. Well, I love that you brought that up, because storms do take many different, you know, forms. I think when I am talking about the brewing feeling, a lot of times, at least in my experience, has to do with relationships. So like friendships, like seasons changing in friendships, sometimes that's like a family situation with a person, or maybe it's with somebody at work and there's tension, or, you know, it could even be with leadership. There's times that there's things that you feel this undercurrent of like, something
that is so good. Nobody has said that.
That's good. Yeah.
That's true.
And for me, that's the way, and I think relationships really touch on a very vulnerable part of your heart. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like it's extra painful when you feel a shift in a relationship, a friendship, a family situation. So for me, I mean, that's happened with family members where there's been this undercurrent of something brewing, and it's painful and it's hard, like, you know, to sense that. And it makes you feel in the moment like they're sifting shifting sands. Like, you don't know, it feels like a lot of unknown. So you're kind of bracing for the punch. So for me, that's what I immediately think of, is like moments in my family that it's been like, oh my gosh, like this is not going well, or even with a friendship. So that's what comes to my mind when I think of that.
Well, on the flip side then, because sometimes, like, I mean, you being in Florida, you know what like a rainstorm that happens in the last 5 minutes and the sun's back out again. Like, sometimes storms pop up like that, where it's like, oh my gosh, where'd this come from? And how do you respond to those types of storms versus the ones that you actually can see and feel coming?
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because in some ways it's very interconnected, right? Because I think when storms pop up, and they take you by surprise. Like, for instance, like, you mentioned, you know, I'm in the workplace, I'm in, the marketplace. And so, I actually got a new job last year, and the job was like another level up. Like, I was going from, you know, I was very good at what I did, but I was stepping into something that was a little bit of uncharted territory. Mm-hmm. And it was a very sudden shift. Like, it was within a few weeks. It was like, and boom, I've got a new job and I'm in this new place and I'm trying to figure out an industry that I don't really know anything about. Right. And I dealt with anxiety. Mm-hmm. I have never really dealt with that. And I, you know, have walked with a lot of people through things like that, but me personally, not on a lengthy scale where everybody has moments of anxiety, but this was like probably close to 6 weeks of like crippling anxiety. And I was sitting there going like, I did not see this coming. Like, I've never dealt with this.
Yeah. What is it?
And I had no idea that was going to pop up and that was what I was going to be dealing with. But I'll bring this back to the storms that you can see coming, is that when you see a storm far off, you actually have time to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, it's that question of like, who is my foundation? What am I turning to? You know, God, what is it that I need to be doing in this moment to get my heart ready? Who do I choose to be in this season? Right. And it's almost like you're doing like spiritual push-ups.
Yeah.
That's right? Good. Like,
yeah.
You're in the gym and you're preparing for something, but then when something comes out of nowhere that you didn't see, now you're going to actually be using the strength that you built in a season where you were able to spend more time cultivating that. Now you have to use it.
It's like pulling out that tool from the tool belt. Yeah.
100%. And so like in that moment, it was so funny because I remember thinking to myself, I know what to do up here. Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling all these things and I'm having to put into action the things that I have said that I believed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. Like,
that's a different level. You're like, oh, the pew is hitting the pavement here.
Yep.
100%. And I remember I actually was in counseling at the time, which I look back on and I'm like, why wasn't I doing that before? Like, it was incredible to have somebody there to just stand alongside me mm-hmm. as I'm facing a storm and remind me of who I was, what God was doing, that this was not going to last forever. And it was so funny because I've told so many people over the years, I'm like, don't isolate. Like, when you're facing something, don't isolate yourself.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yes.
And
it's so easy to do.
Yes. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I am having crippling anxiety and everything inside me wanted to be like
I'm going on a turtle shell.
Yep.
And I know that the right thing is that I need community. Mm-hmm. I need people surrounding me. I know it here, but now I'm having to put it into practice and have somebody come alongside me and help me. So all that to say is those moments of preparation where you can see something far off mm-hmm. and you can you actually have time to go, God, what are you doing? How can I face this? Yeah. Like, I need to get in your word. I need more of who you are. Then the storms that slap you in the face,
yeah.
those are the moments you're glad that you did push-ups in the gym yeah. when That's you really good. Didn't want to, because so now good. You've got that.
That is so applicable. So I love that. You know, when as we talk about storms, I think of Isaiah 40 verse 31, where it talks about, you know, waiting on the Lord and how he will renew your strength.
Woo!
And how you will mount up on wings like eagles, you know, and soar. And as I think about that, like, when have you found yourself soaring above a storm, and how did you stay grounded in peace during the storm? Because I mean, that's a different perspective, you know?
Yeah, that's such a great question, because I love the scripture that talks about how be anxious for nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, make your request be made known to God, and let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and your mind. And when you're facing a storm and when you're facing something hard, I found that the majority of the battle is actually in your mind.
That's right.
Yep. Yep.
And that can be what is exhausting, because you're having to take hold of thoughts, you know, hold every thought captive, and to not let fear and worry just stir. Right?
Unbelief. Yeah. All those.
Yeah. Things. Right. Yeah. And so, you know, but that struggle is real. And so I've really come to this place where I'm going, okay, Lord, your peace, it will guard my heart and my mind. So how do I position myself to really receive your peace?
Yeah.
Quiet everything else to hear you, to hear what you're saying. And I found that for me, a key to that is actually vulnerability with the Lord.
That's good.
I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I tend to want to come off to other people like I'm strong.
Of course.
And like, I've got it. Like,
I'm good.
Everything's great. Good, guys. Like, I'm not weak. I am strong and I can do it. And, you know, I don't love showing that I'm weak, honestly. And so I love, even in that scripture in Isaiah 40, it says he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless.
That's
Look at the baby. Here oh my is. Goodness.
So she beautiful. Just wanted to be a part of the that podcast.
I'm glad she's here. But it's that thing of going like, okay, instead of me pretending like I'm strong all the time, can I come in vulnerability and humility and in honesty to the Lord about what I'm struggling with, what I'm dealing with? And instead of like holding my strength as if it's something to boast about.
Right.
Right.
You're like, actually, I can't do anything without God anyway.
Yeah. And instead, let me receive his strength, because he said that his strength is made perfect in my weakness.
Right.
Like, and I feel like when I've come to that place of like real honesty with God, where I'm like, we're not playing any games. Here's what I'm dealing with, Lord. And I know your character and I know who you are. God, I need your perspective on this circumstance. And it's like, I exchange my weakness for his strength.
That's good.
And I was just reading in Psalms, and it says it so much that he gives strength to his people. It says it over and over again, and he gives strength to his people. And it's like, if I can just come before you, God, I'm just going to give you the anxiety. I'm going to give you, like, I'm going to cast my cares on you. That's because good. You care for me. And it's like, it feels like almost like an exchange that then he gives That's me his good. Peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm going to come in prayer. I'm going to come in supplication. Yeah. I'm going to make my request be made known to him.
Right.
I'm going to have this beautiful exchange. And I love that sometimes it's not always an instant thing. Sometimes it's a process, but like, he's in it with you though. Like, he doesn't leave you in it. So for me, that's really been like a marking thing of even in this season of like, I'm not just going to pretend that I'm strong. I'm not.
Right.
I need you, Lord. I need you.
I need to be vulnerable here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know that a lot of times when we're in storms, we're going through tough stuff. We, as human who's in sin, you know, we have a sinful nature. We tend to go to these habits, or we're tempted to go one way or another. And for everybody that looks differently, but what are some of those temptations that you face when you go through those storms?
I think the biggest thing, honestly, when you face something that's difficult and painful and hard, my biggest temptation is to begin to question if God is who he really says that he is.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing that since the garden.
That's right.
We've been doing that since the Garden of Eden.
Yep.
Are you really who you say you are? Are you really? Can I trust you?
Yes. And it's that thing of, like, again, with the vulnerability and the honesty, where I actually feel that I can come to the Lord even in that and going, God, I'm having a hard time believing this because I'm experiencing this, but I don't want my experiences or my circumstances to define for me who God is. I don't want to look at him through the lens of pain.
Yeah.
I want to see him for who he rightly is, mm-hmm. and then look at my circumstances through that lens, that's through a heavenly lens.
Yep.
And when I do that, those circumstances actually, that loses its power. Yeah. And it begins to bow to the name of Jesus, where I'm like, I need to look at his nature, his goodness, and view my circumstances through that. Mm-hmm. And so the temptation is then I'm questioning who he is, but I'm also have that temptation to lose hope.
Yeah.
And that's even in this season has been one where I'm like, no, I'm going to fight for this because I actually wrote this down, Romans 15 verse 13, which we know it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, would fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
That is so good. That is,
and it's like, okay, he's the source of hope.
He has plenty of it.
He has it. And I love I just was reading the story where there was the dad in the scripture, the dad who had the son who was demon possessed. And he said, Jesus, if you can heal my son, you know, I want you to heal him. And he said, what do you mean if I can? And kind of like, challenged him.
What's up, bro? Like,
yeah.
If
and he said, I love his response was, Lord, I believe. Mm-hmm. Help my unbelief.
Yeah.
That's that, like, vulnerability again that I feel like come to the Lord even with your unbelief, right. Like of who Jesus is and what he can do. Like, Lord, help my unbelief in the beautiful things that he does.
That's so good. I had for the longest time, I was a youth pastor, and on my desk, I had like a little, like one of those cute little signs or whatever. I think it said, like, if you're looking for a sign, this is it or whatever. But I had that on my desk, but on the back side of it, I had a sticky note that said, Lord, help my unbelief. And it was like, and I kept it, I mean, probably for 5 years, kept that on my desk because it was one of those things that I needed, like, a constant reminder, because it was a season when I was gripped with a lot of fear. And I was like, I need you to help me with my unbelief. Like, I'm not, like, whatever it is, whatever the circumstance, whether it's a family thing or a financial thing or whatever, like, help me believe, like, you know, and God is so faithful to show up. And he's like, listen, I'll take your hand. Like, I'll walk you to the deep end of the pool. Like, it'll be okay.
And I'm so thankful for that because he's so kind.
Yes.
In the way that he helps us navigate those moments of unbelief and he's not
offended by it.
Right.
No. And he's not, like, he doesn't retract from it. I feel like he leans in as we lean in, he leans in. And like last year when I was struggling with anxiety, it felt like I had God by the collar and was like, I need you. I need your help. And he did. He was so kind to me and patient with me as I walked through not just that season, but every season that I've walked through, you know.
And I'll even add on to that, because there's a lot of seasons that it's almost like you're like, God, this isn't aligning with what you've said. Yeah. Like, where are you in this? And so it's easy to get into that, like, that thought of unbelief, of doubt, of losing hope, because you're like, but this doesn't align with your promises, Lord. This doesn't align with the things that you've said. Why is it, and it's easy to go there if you're not viewing what God's doing through that heavenly perspective.
Yeah. And I think also in that place, when I get in that space of asking the questions why, which again, I think you need to feel the space to be able to ask that. Mm-hmm. But then to really come to the place to say, Lord, what do you want to do through me in this situation? Because, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm called to bring heaven to earth, and God, what could I do to partner with what you're doing in this situation that we're experiencing really difficult? So am I a part of the solution that you're bringing from heaven? That's and good. So I want to see that too. I don't want to be so focused on myself that I miss what he could be doing in me and through me in that situation. Like, I want to stand in faith. I want to usher in heaven into every circumstance, and I'm going to see the enemy bow his knee to the name of Jesus. Like, kind of gets that, like, like, let's go. Like,
well, I have no problem reminding God what he promised.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you said this. Yeah. Like, do I need to remind you? But I think he loves that about us whenever we do, because he's like, mm-hmm. you know my word. Like, you know who I am, you know my character. And I think, like, testify means, like, do it again. And as we testify of what he has promised us, it's almost like he does it again in our hearts all over again. Yes. And it's like, sometimes that's just as much for us as it is for him to move heaven and earth. Yeah. Right.
It's so funny. I've been, you know, in the Psalms a lot lately, and it just keeps saying over and over again, he's faithful to do what he promised. Like, that's it's over and over in so many Psalms where it's like, he's faithful to fulfill his promises. He's faithful to, and I'm like, well, bless God. Hallelujah.
That like, thank you.
I'm trusting you in this, and he's good every time.
That's so good. You know, what is it that you now see, like, after you look back on some storms, what are some of the things that God was trying to show you in the midst of those storms? Because whenever you're in the middle of it, you're not always like keen to like what he's really trying to accomplish. But what is it that you've seen that God was like, oh, I was trying to teach you this or walk you through this?
Yeah, I think every circumstance, you know, I'm thinking of a few in particular. It varies depending on the circumstance. Like, but there's one that I look back on it and I'm like, if I could change it, I wouldn't. Mm. Because, you know, where you go through something hard and you're like, I wish this had never happened. All you know, I'm like, I would never change the pain of that season. In particular, one of the things that I was dealing with was unforgiveness.
Mm.
And
that's a big one for a lot of people.
It was, I mean, and this is just being real. My heart was ugly. Mm-hmm. And I remember a pastor at church came up to me and he was like, hey, how are you? And I looked at him and I was like, I'm bad. I'm not doing well.
That's like, not the response you normally
hear. I'm struggling. And I think he thought I was going to be like, I'm good. But I was like, oh, I'm not doing well. Mm-hmm. And it was in that moment that I realized, like, oh, I'm dealing with unforgiveness. And what transpired over the next year and beyond, but I'd say really intensely for a year, was like the Lord digging in with me specifically on forgiveness. And I every single day, and I'm not exaggerating when I said that, I read Ephesians 4 every day for almost a year. And it talks about, you know, get rid of bitterness, anger, slander, harsh words, but instead be tenderhearted.
That's right.
Forgiving one another just as God through Christ Jesus has forgiven you.
That's so good.
So it was like, okay, if I have to get rid of bitterness, mm-hmm. my anger, the slander, the harsh words, I have to actively get rid of it. And anyway, it was a hard process, but it was so amazing as I really journeyed with the Lord through it. I remember him really bringing to light the end of that just as God through Christ Jesus has forgiven you. So I was thinking about how much I had been forgiven, how he canceled my debt. Every wrong thing that I've ever done, he canceled it. He wiped it out. He paid the price for it and did not hold that against me. So who am I to hold that against somebody else? Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say too, like, God is so tender with us and he's soft-hearted with us. And it's like, whenever we think about it, we come down harsh on ourselves, on other people. Yes. And it's like, but when we're needing forgiveness, we want them to be soft with us,
yeah.
You know, and then we want them to be tenderhearted with us, you know? And it's like, that is a huge thing of like that hardness. And it's like, you want him to restore that softness in you.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And that's where he says to be tenderhearted.
Yeah.
And I didn't really even realize how hard-hearted I had become, how calloused, and the Lord replaced that bitterness with compassion.
That's good.
Where it was like, I could look at that person who so deeply hurt me and look at them with such compassion to be like, man, God loves you so much. And the word's really clear, like, bless those who curse you.
Right. Yeah.
So I had to practice that. And when I say like, I had to journey, like it would always be in my car and I'd be like, and they did this and they did that. And I would begin to rehearse what they did. And then I would feel that thing. And I'd be like, Lord, I bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Like, I release them. God, I just pour out favor on them. Like I would literally do this. So
I made some prayers like that, but they didn't sound like that. It's been like, Lord, bless them because I can't. Like, yours is a little
harder. I'm about to punch them in the face. No.
Right.
Yeah. No. Well, and when you're dealing with unforgiveness, when you're dealing with the seasons that are like that, where you have to journey for the Lord for a year.
Yeah.
How do you see God's faithfulness in your life in that storm, in that time?
You know what's funny? I love that you asked that question because he is so faithful. And we know God as a father, we know him as our savior, but, he's also our friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is something that the Lord has reminded my heart so much in this season of like, he is all those other things all at the same time.
Yeah.
He's your friend.
Yeah.
And it was like those moments of pain, those moments of loneliness, those moments of like, what the heck is going on? Like everything's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Came in like a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that would just be with you. That would just sit with you. And I'm sure you guys have had those moments where like someone was just there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they didn't even necessarily do something, but their presence alone was like such a comfort to your heart, you know? I think a lot of us have had those moments, and it felt like the thing for me is not just him fixing whatever was wrong.
Yeah.
Because he does do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's faithful in that way, but to actually journey with you through and be present through and be closer than you could even imagine through the fire, through the valley. And that is where I have felt his faithfulness even more than the answered prayer.
Yeah.
That's so
it's
good.
Like, oh, you're so present. Like,
I just need your presence.
Yeah.
And that's the real prize.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Be honest, like to get through the other side and to say, man, Lord, I've experienced you in a more intimate way than I ever have before. Mm-hmm. You are my goal. You are my highest priority. You are the prize in this situation, and everything else is awesome. But to know you more, to be with you is like,
it's
incredible. I think that's how I've experienced his faithfulness the most. It's just his presence walking through.
There's a lot of times that I've prayed through my life where I'm like, Lord, you're faithful even when I'm not. Like, you come to me when I try to reject you. Like, you are faithful when I am the least faithful.
Yeah.
And like, how good of a friend, how good of a companion that when you want to like just reject God and maybe you want to sulk, maybe you want to just be angry. Like, maybe you're like, and God's like, hey, I'm here. Like, I'm here. You can't push me away. I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
Good. That's so good. And you know, it's funny, like we were even talking about a storm that we faced last year. We were talking about that today. And we were saying, if we had to go through a storm like that again, we wouldn't be afraid because he was with us.
Yeah.
He showed up. He was present. He stormed the gates of hell and dealt with the issue. And like, but ultimately he was with us and we had peace because of his presence. And it's like, and it teaches you whenever you go through a storm like that and you experience his presence through a storm, it teaches you not to be as afraid as you see a new storm coming ahead. Cause the thing is storms are going to come.
Yeah.
It's not like you have one and you're done, you know, like they will come. And whenever you see them, you're like, okay, you were with me in the boat then. Yeah. You'll be with me in the boat this time.
Yep.
That's the beauty of history with God is like, I'm creating history with you, Lord. Just like if you've had a friend that you've known for, you know, 20 years and you're like, I've got a lot of history with this person, you know, it's the same with the Lord. Like we create history with the Lord and these moments of remembrances where we can look back and it's that thing of like spiritual pushups, man. Yep. Like that's now when you face the next storm, you know, I don't have noodle arms like I did before. Like I got a little, you know, like, grit.
I got that. And not just like I got it, but like we got it.
Yeah.
You know, and you have that muscle memory. That's
so I don't got it.
I don't have anything.
And it's it's that thing going back to Isaiah 40. It's like it's his strength in me.
That's right.
He's the one that strengthens my spirit. Like it's him. It's his power. And like I don't want to do anything apart from him. Like I need him in my boat.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Allison, we have so enjoyed this discussion. This was amazing. I loved our conversation. I'm like, I was literally like thinking, I was like, man, I have so many quotes I can pull out of this. There's so many.
So
I'm going to have to go back and watch it and write some things down. But we are just so thankful for you taking time with us. I know like we've already talked about some of the things that you're involved in, but where can people follow you and keep up with you and learn?
Yeah. I mean, you can follow me on social media. My handles, just my name, Allison Goolsby, or you can always follow Know and Become or Don't I Know It podcast. And those are just some fun spaces. You know, Don't I Know It is definitely a place where we're laughing, we're having a good time, we're silly. And, you know and Become is more of the spiritual, what God is doing. But I love that God is in both of them because God loves to have fun.
God loves
to be silly and lighthearted. And it's both and not either or.
Right.
And I love just occupying those spaces. And so, you know, if anyone wants to follow, you're welcome to follow. And I'd love to, you know, connect.
That's awesome. Well, and we can't wait to see you this summer.
Very excited.
We are so excited. I'm like,
fun.
Oh my goodness. Tickets go on sale March 1st. And we are going to be releasing 100 free tickets on March 1st.
Oh,
wow. So we are just kind of sowing into that and we're excited to see how God moves. So we're excited. And guys, we will see you back next week with the Waves Ministry podcast. Thanks for being on, Allison.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for listening to the Waves Ministry podcast.
For more information about our ministry, check out our website at wavesministryinc.org and our social media at Waves Ministry Inc. on all social platforms.
Today, we hope you will start making waves in your home, community, and world.